Good morning. My name is Cade Lawson, and I'm going to talk today about our excerpt from the book of Matthew. So as I was reading through it, one of the things I noticed about this particular passage is that God never mentions a weary body or a tired body, only a tired soul. So what is a tired soul? That's something I thought about as I was writing this, and what I realized is that the roots of a tired soul tend to lay in the mind. A tired mind leads to a tired soul. And the thing that causes that is what I'm going to call throughout this the burden of thought. Specifically critical thought, interpretation, individual thought. All these things are incredibly difficult to obtain, to do for yourself. But why is critical thought, which is pretty uniquely human, a burden to us? It comes with the responsibility of making decisions, dealing with complex issues, and interpreting difficult situations. So in essence, the true burden of thought can be summed up with the following quote from Aristotle, as I've become the first person to ever quote Aristotle in church. Let's see. It is the mark of an educated mind to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it. And that, in simplest terms, is what becomes the burden of thought, as I felt was implied throughout our passage. It's so easy to get your own interpretation, but the hard part is to understand, to comprehend, and to accept somebody else's, or at least to entertain it. And that's something that's been really exacerbated throughout our lives as we've had things introduced, such as technologies that we have today. So I'm going to do a quick experiment about that. Taylor?
What day is today?
Sunday.
What?
Sunday.
Blocked. It's not Sunday. Today's Friday, everybody. Does anybody else think it's Sunday in the audience? Blocked. Will Tanner, super blocked. Shout out to him. So what you can see is, obviously, that was a pretty big dramatization, but once you get this notion of something in your mind, it becomes extremely easy to kind of shelter yourself from it. And that's a huge part of what people have seen with the Bible. When you Google the word Bible, you'll see 500 million results on Google. And that's not because there's only one interpretation, obviously. If there was, there would be no purpose in being at church. There would be no purpose in reading the Bible because everybody would know instantly what it meant. Nobody was there to ask disciples what they meant, what was intended. I wasn't there, you weren't there. And when this happens, you tend to block out other perspectives, not click on any of those results. So it reminds me of a time a while ago when I was reading some scripture at another church that I was invited to, as I continue to make it big in the freelance clergy business here in Atlanta. So, yeah. It was also from the book of Matthew, The Light on the Hill. And so I read it and I sat down, and the preacher was talking at the lectern. And all of a sudden I started noticing that he was saying some things that I might not have thought when I read that particular verse. And then he pointed at me and said, "Just as my friend over there said." And so on the outside, I was like, "Yeah, I guess I did say those words." But I didn't actually say those words. So on the inside, you're nodding, but on the outside, you kind of have to do like this and say, "That wasn't really what I meant." But what's to be gained from all this? It's that those who should shoulder the biggest burden from thought are those who reject thought entirely. Because thought is the entire process of understanding and gaining this knowledge and understanding of the world around you. You can turn on your TV and flip through channels, as many channels as you want, and you'll see people burdened by all kinds of different things. What you might notice about a lot of those people, though, is that thought is probably not one of those burdens. But the people who you should be keeping in your prayers are those who haven't taken note of the words from our scripture of Matthew today. Because in the scripture, you're implored to take up a yoke. Even if it is a light yoke, taking up a yoke is not a relaxing experience. But what it does do is it implies leadership. You start leading, not just yourself, but others, throughout your thoughts and throughout your interpretations of what you've read. The yoke in this verse carries with it a much deeper understanding of the world, of God, and of oneself. And that comes greatly through your interpretation of the scripture. In order to truly be free and to feel this weight lifted from you, you have to take up this extra burden, this lighter burden, on top of what you already have, because that is essentially what will release a much greater burden. So it isn't an easy cross to bear, but at least in my opinion, the burden of thought is ultimately the lightest load to bear of all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.